when I first arrived to prison, and the judge told me, first of all, sentenced to 40 years at 50%. 40 years. So, you know, once you only hear 40 years, and then you think about it, I have to do 20 years. So instantly, you know, the depression set in, you know, the moralization and all those aspects. You start thinking negative thoughts. So for the first, once arriving to prison, my first 2 years was about woe is me, self-pity type stuff. Trying to figure out, suicidal in nature, like trying to figure out, man, you know, I'm not doing 20 years. I can't even see that. I can't fathom the depths of 20 years in the 9x12 cell. I think I want to run over, jump over the gate and make them shoot me. So you go through those moments of like thinking about many ways to escape and run from your circumstance. So after 2 years of soaking in my self-pity, I said, you know what? I'm going to make them wish they never locked me up. So I said, you know, I'm going to be the change I want to see. It's going to take us to save us. That's the ECCSC motto. It's going to take us to save us. And I don't mean us as in everyone, but us as in those who've been disenfranchised from the establishment, those who've been formerly incarcerated, those that's on the lower rug of society. Those are the people that in every scripture, whether it's Quran, Torah, Bible, that God come to anyway. And they always rise up from that condition. It's never off, it's often never from a lofty place. So I said, listen, this is it. Get up. Decided that I was going to start going to school, earn 2 associate degrees, earn the horticulture certification, earn the custodial maintenance certification, earn the substance abuse counselor's degree, earned two automotive basic and advanced degree while sitting in prison. Countless of taught Safer Foundation. I taught job workplace readiness, resume writing, interviewing skills. I used to interview the guys, get them ready for outside for release. So it was a lot of things that I started doing that made me say, you know what? I like being the change I want to see. I like helping us realize our potential, because if I can do it and inspire others and they can see me do it, then I can inspire others to do it. So that's when the formulation and things started to happen, because I got tired of young men, as I say, coming in and out in a recidivism rate like a revolving door. And the young men always coming to me for advice and asking me about their case or asking me about life. And I'm like, you know what? We got to change this. Because these people, it's not that they don't want to know or don't want to listen. It's just that we haven't presented them an opportunity or to be served. So ECCSC was formed on the basis of not waiting for outsiders to do for us what we're more than capable of doing for ourselves. And it starts with us. Since we perpetrated, as I said, the violence, it's on us to clean it up.